Well, hello there. Are we having fun yet? You're about to have much, much more fun. I'll tell you what, I dearly love this woman coming up here and her band of virtuoso musicians. She's one of the best of the best. And you know what? She's a local too. Let's hear it for the great Mary Chapin Carpenter.
Box full of letters bound up neatly with some twine. Each one was like a diamond that you was lost to time. My reward is in the knowing that I held it in my hands for a little while. What else is there but the treasures in your heart? Something tame, something wild. Time that I've been foolish when I wish that I'd been wise. The power of regret still gets me right between the eyes. Sometimes I want to weep nothing but the tears of a little child. What else is there but the lessons in your heart? Something tamed, something wise. I've memorized of everywhere I've ever been, and the faces of everyone I've loved and left to try again. I couldn't make out what they were saying, so instead I listen hard to what's inside. What else is there but the voice inside your heart? Something tamed, something wild. Hard to catch my breath, I'm staring down the great big lonesome as I'm listening for the dwindling of time. What else is there but the echoes in your heart? Something tame, something wild. So the things that matter to me now look different from the past. I care less about arriving, just being in the path of some life carved out of nothing, the way it feels when the universe has smiled. What else is there but the beating of your heart? Something tame, something wild. Here's a shoebox full of letters. Here's the map I won't forget. The voices and the lessons. Signals that connect us manifest into the spirit, way deep down where it goes unseen by the eye. What else is there but the love inside your heart? To your life, like a fireworks to a spark. Over and above you, in its arc. Map of my heart looks a lot like yours. From the one-way streets, the old detours, the dark dead ends with the missing signs, the sun and the moon and the roads that wind, like the stories we tell, tracing the roots couldn't stop trying. I can't stop trying to hold in my hand. This moment I could feel my heart expand. With more love than I thought could exist in the world. The hollows were gone. The emptiness filled. Oh, life transformed. Down to the bone. Ladies and gentlemen, hey, we're not scared of a little rain, and there's no hurricane. So great to be in Nelson County, ladies and gentlemen. So great to see all of you here at the Festi. This is our first time playing this festival, and we're honored to be here. And it's just great to see all of you bundled up. It's October, why not? So we've just got a lot of songs, we'll just get to it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. That was a love song. I swear. Let me tell you something. It was so wonderful to see Jim Lauderdale as we pulled up today. I've known Jim for so long, and I love him dearly. And I just remembered immediately the very first time we ever met, and we were total strangers. And we were at a show, and he comes right up to me, and he says, Mary Chapin, I just want to find out how you're doing. Come here, mister. And he's just not a changed a bit. I just want to find out how he is, too. And Jim Lauderdale is in a class by himself, ladies and gentlemen. It's a privilege to be sharing the stage with him and that he's here emceeing. And he is a giant. And what else did I want to share with you? I was in South Carolina recently. This is a true story. And I like to chat the audience up. It's a little harder here today with everyone so dispersed, but I like to ask if there are any questions or comments. And this woman raised her hand, and she asked, do you believe in alien life on other planets? I swear, that was her question. And I was a little surprised because I thought she was going to ask something about a song or music or something, but no. And so I had to think about it for a second. And ma'am, put her on speakerphone if you want us all to hear her. Anyway, so she was waiting for my answer, and I said, well, I think that probably there is alien life out there, but maybe we just won't live long enough to discover it. That's what I think. And then I realized, no, I'm wrong. We have alien life among us now. Donald Trump. Children's voices under teachers' watchful eyes. We learned about the world around us at our desks and at dinner time. Reminded of the star of the children, named our place with guilty minds. The storms, the road, moonlight times in the dust, until a voice called to us to make our way back home. I was 10, my father held on his shoulders of her crown to see a train draped in white pass slowly through our town. His widow kneeled with all their children at the sacred burial ground. The TV glowed that long sunset. All the cities burned down. The stars rolled, flew out beneath our bicycle tires. Worlds removed from all those stars as we raced each other home. And the sun.
words, but here's the line that you say. The starving children have been replaced by souls out on the street. We give a dollar when we pay, hope our lives don't leak. We pencil in, we cancel out, we crave a corner sweep. We kiss your ass, we make you home, we doctor your sleep. Another day, another deal before we get back.
So happy to be able to bring it in my back pocket. It's called The Things That We're Made Of, and this is a song off the new album. It's best described as an imaginary conversation with Sister Rosetta Tharpe. And if you're unfamiliar with Sister Rosetta, she was a celebrated gospel singer, singer of spirituals, and considered by many to be the godmother of rock and roll. And she could play circles around people, she and her electric guitar. And I challenge you to find any great guitarist of the last 50 years who wouldn't cite Sister Rosetta as an influence. Johnny Cash used to say when he'd hear Sister Rosetta on the radio, she was his favorite singer. He felt very comforted by her. And I live a couple of hours that way. Right up against the Blue Ridge Mountains, another beautiful section of the Blue Ridge Mountains. And as you all know from where we are here, even on a gloomy day, it's beautiful and it's full of beauty, serenity, and peace. We're very lucky to be able to be here in it. And when I'm home, I like to take long walks with a dog or a cat, whoever feels like going. And this song started, I guess, on a long walk, except it was a cold, gray winter's day, and I just can share with you, I just felt troubled. I was not feeling good in my heart, and there I am walking along, and Sister Rosetta just comes right into my head, there she is, and I just started having this chat with her, and then I got back to the house a little while later and started writing a few things down, and that was the beginning of the song. And about a week later, I found myself in New York City for work, and there I was, just right outside of Carnegie Hall, where she had done a famous concert. You can imagine what it felt like to stand there on the curb and try to conjure up the spirit of Sister Rosetta. So I want to send this one out to anyone troubled.
that I tell no one else when I'm all alone, when I'm by myself. I believe you hear me, though I have no proof. It's what I feel inside that's telling me the truth. If I listen and I cannot hear the music, if I try to swim the ocean and cannot reach the shore, if the world is offered love but doesn't use it, oh, Rosetta, what's it for? May I call you sister when we talk this way? You make me feel as if there's nothing I can say. I know I'm not the first one you brought comfort to, and I'm not that will look to you. If I wander and I cannot find the reason, if I keep my heart wide open, cannot feel the sun, and I'm not sure anymore what I believe in, oh, Rosetta, am I the only thank you.
all of this. I see you, Virginia. I was talking about more than just the state. I saw her. My hands aren't working. So this is an older song. If I can do it. An older song from the last century. So was that last one, of course, by the great Lucinda Williams, ladies and gentlemen. We love Lucinda. Every night that I get to sing that song, I feel like I get to inhabit this perfect vessel of song cries, passionate kisses. And whether, you know, sometimes you play it with the full band and kind of stomp it out, and sometimes strip it back, slow it down, pare it back a little more tenderly, present a little bit more tenderly. But either way, it's like this perfect song. She's managed in the most beautiful, simple language to speak to that. That most basic of desires, which is to love and to be loved. And that is her gift, and we love that song for that reason. If that reason alone, but because it's Lucinda. I was on tour in Australia in the 90s, long before most of you were born. And, okay, good. I'm glad to hear it. And we were on tour. I was on tour with Roseanne Cash and Lucinda Williams, and we were doing these in-the-round shows all around Australia, and every night Lucinda would sing that song amongst many others. And I'm just a harmony slut from way back. I would sing along and play along, and we'd finish our show, and we'd walk off the stage, and I'd tackle her in the hallway and just sit on top of her and slobber all over her face. And mess up her hair and just say, oh, I love that song so much, I love it so much. And this went on for weeks. And I think finally she just got so sick of having to wipe my spit off of her face. She said, oh, for God's sake, just record the song. So I did. That's how I got the song written. True story. Old and faded, all the colors washed away. I've had it now for more than years than I could count anyway. I can wear it beneath my jacket with the collar turned up high. So old I should replace it, but I'm not about to try. This shirt's got silver buttons and a place upon the sleeve where I used to set my heart up, right there where anyone could see.
This shirt is the one I wore to every boring high school band, where the boys ignored the girls and we all pretended to lie. This shirt was a pillow for my head on a train through Berlin. This shirt was a plank beneath the love we made in Argentina. This shirt was lost for three whole days in a town near Buffalo, till I found the locker key downtown. Is the one I lent you when you gave it back. Had a rip inside the sleeve where you rolled your cigarettes. It was the place I put my heart, but where you put it hidden. I forgave your thoughtlessness, but not the boy who put it there. This shirt was the place your decided to give birth to fire. And we stayed up all night watching, and we wept when the last one died. This shirt was just an old faded piece of cotton, shining like the memories inside those silver buttons.
This is where the piano solo happens. I'm going to bogart it for a second and tell you that this beautiful guitar that I get to play was made right over the mountain in Stanton, Virginia, by a wonderful shop, the Huston Dalton Guitar Company. So go see them if you're in Stanton. Twice and pulled in by the shop of carts in a cold, steady rain. Coming down in the parking lot, I saw him leave his truck running and duck into the store. I just sat there thinking I'd seen him before. something so familiar about him. The eyes of someone who hasn't forgotten the shape of a chance as it catches the light. And the millions of raindrops falling that night. So I dug in my bag for a pen and some paper, found an envelope torn in half. I wrote down some words with my name and my number. Then I took a big breath. There's nothing holding us down. We're not made of stone or steel. I slipped it beneath the white blackness. Just a note on the windshield. You find yourself out of things to believe in. Part of a trip, no point, no reason. Is there nothing to fear? Cause there's nothing to lose. If it were a choice, which one would you choose? Now there's time that you trust, and time that you question. Time you know, and time you don't mention. Time that you wish you could get back somehow. You see how fast it's flying by now. There's nothing holding us down. We're not made of stone or steel. Will the wind blow you away like a note on a windshield? There's nothing holding us down, and no words for the way that you feel. You just watch on a note on a windshield. Some days I still think I could be someone else. Most of the days I feel lost to myself. Mistaking a stranger, misplacing a heart. I put back together what's been taken apart. I didn't want to leave, but I didn't want to linger. Fatalist, optimist, magical thinker. Only hold on till you let go. Turning the key, I pulled away slow. There's nothing holding us down. My hands were turning the wheel. The rain washed me away from a note on a windshield. There's nothing holding us down when there's nothing left to reveal. We are light, we are weightless and brave. Like a note on a windshield.
Everybody, I'd love to introduce this wonderful band to you, and I hope you'll give them a warm welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, playing the bass, known around the world for his work as a producer, a songwriter, an instrumentalist, he's the greatest, from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Don Dixon. Back back there on the drums, ladies and gentlemen, from Boulder, Colorado. Put your hands together for Mr. Nate Barnes. Playing the beautiful guitars, ladies and gentlemen, he's the Tone Master General from Knoxville, Tennessee. Give it up for Mr. Johnny Duke right here. And playing that beautiful piano, ladies and gentlemen, from Washington, D.C., that is none other than the wonderful Mr. John Carroll.
Today, yeah.
really make a mistake.
Sometimes with the wind machine, sometimes with the bug, sometimes it all comes together, baby. Sometimes you're falling in love, sometimes with the Louisville Slugger, sometimes with the ball, sometimes it all falls together, baby.
If only I'd crown him the king.
I've crossed lines of words and wine, both have cut me deep. I've been frozen out, I've been on fire, and the tears are mine too. But I can cry until I laugh, or laugh until I cry. So crush it down, right in half, I'll play from either side. I told you I live that way. This is a song about home. This beautiful world that we call home. And I love the magic time. My mom called it the magic time, that beautiful period between dusk and darkness. And I like to go climb the hill behind my house, sit on a bench with a dog or a cat, and talk about the matters of the universe. And most of the time, you know, you sit there and you look at this beautiful expanse and you feel really small, and it's a wonderful feeling to be in all that beauty. But every once in a while, it can get a little lonesome. Across the railroad tracks, down the gravel road, headlights throw a beam on the way back home. Lie down, lie down, listen wide awake to the trains that roll, to the sound time makes. Passes through the air like the summer storm, catching on my seat like a rose's thorn. Sometimes it whispers, sometimes it roars, flies like the wind, waits by the door. And I know you know, that's all I need. When the light of day looks like a night to me, when you're far away, I'm all alone. I can't explain. I know you know. like an old glass jar filled with fireflies. Sometimes I'm still, sometimes I sigh, sometimes I'm lost and I don't know why. But I know you know, and that's all I need. When the light of day looks like night to me, when you're far away and I'm all alone, I can't explain. I know you know.
she's in the typing pool and
one we made, and the world don't
guys are awesome. Oh, thank you so much. It's not Saturday.